You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Bechalav tachat leshonech, honey and milk is to be placed under your tongue. Devash vechalav tachat leshonech. So now here we learn that the Torah is resembles honey and milk, wine, water. So this pasuk explains that the Torah is exactly like honey. What's the resemblance between Torah and honey?
Sweetness.
Sweet. Sugar?
Honey.
Sugar is not? It is? Cane sugar? No? Sugar? You take sugar?
Honey.
Why? Why Torah is honey? Why is honey Torah? Why? What's so special about honey?
Bee.
Yeah. Who manufactures honey?
Bee.
Very nice. Bee, you can have stew from bee, like choresh the bee. No? Can you? So now you have a general formula that anything that is derived from a kosher animal, you can have it. But if it's not a kosher animal, then you cannot have. So now here, cow, you can drink the milk. But other non-kosher animal, you cannot drink their milk. So how come bee? Is it kosher?
No.
It's not kosher. So now what about that product that he gives out? So how could it be kosher?
It's not actually from bee itself. It just transferred it.
How does he do it?
He's processing the liquid of the flowers and things. To the comb. It's not coming like a milk that is coming from the breast of the animal.
I know, but it goes through his system, no? That's how he provides it, yes? So, how could it be? How could it be that honey we can use, is kosher, but the bee is not kosher? You cannot...
Hashem used honey as before as kosher.
Understand, but halachically, according to law, how does that work? How does it work?
Two stomachs. Right?
Through his stomach?
It's two stomachs.
It's two stomach? Okay. I understand, but still is it from same insect? No? It's a sheres. The Borah is just in the Torah. We have two portions. That is in Torah, Porshat, Shemini, and Re'eh. It says sheres, insects you cannot have. So how could it be we can use honey? Rosh Hashanah, would you dip the apple in?
Honey.
How could it be? So now here, see the process that the bee is programmed, that the way he processes the honey, there are no minute of his being gets mixed up with the honey. It just processes just as like a vessel, but nothing, from his system, mixes up with the honey.
You said it's part of the same body.
And no, see, it manufactures the honey, but it has nothing to do with honey. So, okay, let's a pipe, something goes through it, but there is no residue from the vessel. You follow? So that's what the honey is. It's permitted. So now here, the pasuk says that the Torah is honey. What's that mean? So that means when we occupy ourselves with the Torah, we have to act exactly like the bee. What does that mean? Act like a bee. You follow the Torah.
We cannot change any law, make it slowly.
No, that's obvious. That's obvious. No, that goes without saying, but just for example, as a doctor, so when he goes to the medical school and they give him the certificate, what does he do?
Practice.
Make money. He's not going to visit people free. You know a doctor like this? There's no such a thing. So that means the courier is benefit from it. He woke up. Torah, he cannot do this. It has to be purely, purely. Has to shalom. There's no such a thing. Has to shalom. Now, here. So that means when you foretell the Torah, my note, sense of ego, respect, position, control, should not be involved with the Torah that you learn. Just like the bee that gives the honey out and nothing of his system is mixed with it. The same way, that's how you follow the direction of guiding the Torah. The important factor here is that you have to realize that as the Gemara rings, you don't occupy yourself with the Torah that to be called Chacham. You don't occupy yourself with the Torah to be called a wise. As the Gemara questions, which is greater, Chacham or Nabi? A wise man or a prophet? Which one? You don't want to be a prophet? Now you can make a decision. Grab the opportunity.
Everything is done by the Hashem.
Prophet! You know which lottery is going to win? Yes. Which real estate is going to go up?
Yes.
No?
No. But the information is given to you by Hashem.
I'm sorry?
The information is given to you by Hashem.
There's just a vessel to transfer.
Fine. So which one you want to be? You want to be a wise man or a prophet?
Wise man.
Prophet. Chas v'shalom. Huh? Chacham. Why Chacham? Wow, look at this. Beautiful. Why Chacham? Maybe they changed their mind. Why Chacham? I know. Why Chacham is better than a prophet? Why?
Because a Navi is like only a bodhigu. He's like a microphone. The Chacham has his
knowledge. But he's qualified to be a prophet.
He chose this man yes? from himself. It comes out of his being.
Which one?
The wise man.
Prophet is the same thing.
Prophet is told, Hashem told him what to say, what to do.
I understand, but he gained the quality to know what's going to happen. What's wrong with that? Kala Kadosh, Yehudi should know, to know the future is not a big deal. But the main factor in life, the crucial point in life is, what I'm going to do now? Now. I'm going to do now. What do I care tomorrow, next month, next year? What do I care? Now. Should I get angry or be quiet? Should I respond or let it go? Should I sit or stand up? Should I eat or... That's what the whole greatness of Yehudi is all about. To know what to do
now.
Exactly. That's what the Devash is all about. Because when I feed, it comes to me. I have all the right. He's wrong. Let me show him. That is the stink of the Devorah. You're not permitted to do this. You only place on this earth to give the sweetness of the Torah. Derachah darchei Noam v'chol netivoteha shalom. That's what the pleasantness of the Torah, that's what we have to present. And that's what exactly Shalom Amelech Halav Shalom with his great wisdom is teaching us. Devash. Because many times we want to be like a bee. See, you know what he did to me? What type of person he is? Let me give him a nice... Exactly. Yeah, why not? This way, I relieve myself. But here, the Tanshu says, no. You're here to present the sweetness of the Torah in a way that you are capable and have the chance to opportunity, Chas v'Shalom, to act like a bee. You know, it's very interesting that people, all of a sudden, bee comes to the room. What's the reaction? They use all these segulot, you know, they say all these names and this, you know. No, they say, you know, they say milk and vinegar, this, you know, they say all types of things. It's scary, you know, to see a bee walking, you know, in the room. It's very scary. And that's like, sometimes it's very, you know, gives you the impression, fine, you know, but he's treating me like a bee. Fine, he has the knowledge, but it becomes very scary. And that's what exactly this workshop that we went through, Matan Torah, we have to be very cautious that people should see the sweetness of the Torah Tana Udusha. Hashem Yizakenu, Zad Hashem, to make a big, big production of the honey.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.